Hi. Hi and welcome to Emerging Sounds from the Bazaar, live at Leeds, the programme we thought we'd never hear. We're broadcasting Emerging Sounds here, direct from the Emerge Social at the Alt-C Conference in Leeds. Let's describe the scene to you a bit. We're in a large sports hall, sports hall number 2, I think they said, a huge sports hall. All around the sports hall, there's stands, exhibition stands from the conference. And we're in one corner on the JISC stand. We've got, I suppose, about 50 or 60 people here. They're enjoying themselves with the strawberries and especially enjoying themselves with the red wine, the white wine. Now, this is an Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar special. We're going to be talking to some of the people at the conference, talking about some of the emerging themes. Josie Fraser's on the other microphone. She's been going out amongst the audience. But before we go to that, and of course we've got music, John Rosso is spinning the turntables for us. But I'm hoping before we go to that, we're going to be having George Roberts introducing this Alt Social to us. And you know, I've had George standing around here for the last 20 minutes, drinking a little bit of wine, talking to people, and I've totally lost him. Has anybody seen George Roberts? Yes, and here's George Roberts. George, do you want to tell us what Emerge is all about and what this social event is all about?
Hello, everybody. Yes, thank you very much, Graham. My name is George Roberts. I'm the director of the Emerge Project. And the idea of this event was, first and foremost, to thank all of the people who have been involved in the Users and Innovation Program from the beginning, who submitted expressions of interest, who participated in the project development rounds, who wrote bids, who went through the funding process, who got funded, and now at least 9 of the projects were successful in submitting papers to ALT. So we're here, first of all, to celebrate the success of the members of the project. I also wanted to thank this is one of those thank from my heart, the team of people who have been organizing the Emerge program, Graham, Josie, Stephen, Rona, Joe, and if I go on for the inclusions, I'll miss somebody out, but to say thank you to everybody that's pulled this thing off, because it's been quite a different approach, taking a social networking approach to developing a community of practice to support a JISC research and development program. So have a glass of wine, eat the nibbles. The nibbles are healthy. You've got to get 5 of them a day, okay? 5 a day, eat the nibbles. Thank you very much, Graham. Enjoy yourself here. You might hear a little bit more from me later on if you're really unlucky or if you were bad in a previous life. But anyway, enjoy it in Second Life. There's some people dancing on the stage. Graham, thank you very much. Over to you.
And thank you, George. This is Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar, live at Leeds, live internet music, radio, live broadcasting the world. I'm sorry to those of you listening outside here, we've been going out a bit loud, I think. We're getting those sound levels equalised and we promise not to blast your iTunes out too much. Okay, we're going into a short musical break now and then we'll be back with Josie Fraser out in the crowd doing the interviews. Joe, over to you with the music.
Don't take any notice of this man who means you harm. Always be around to set you free. You must understand, you found true love with me. I can't show you life, it's full of joy. So tell this man to leave you be, send him on his way. Don't let him treat you like his little toy. When your task is over and we find ourselves alone,
welcome back, I hope. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music. All the music we're playing is Creative Commons music. off the wonderful Yamenda website. And now I'm handing you over to Josie, who's going to be talking to Mark Van Hemelen about the ALTSI conference. Over to you, Jose.
Thank you, Graham. Hello, everybody. Delighted to be here today. Fantastic to see so many people from the Emerge projects out here today on the ground. And hello to everybody listening from the comfort of their own home or their local pub who's also associated with the project. We're really happy with how things are going and we're glad to be here broadcasting live today. I've got Mark Van Hemelen in front of me. Mark has been for the last 4 months Director of Development at ALTSI, which is a new role for him. A new life dawning, perhaps, Mark. So I'm just here to ask him a couple of questions about how's the old job going, Mark? And also, how do you think the conference is going so far? I think it's been fantastic so far, but you're the person that's running around behind the scenes, so I'll hand over to you to answer.
Well, the old job's going fantastically. It's very busy, and it's all coming to a climax at this particular point in time. The conference is great. Everyone's pulling together. The whole ALT team is doing its stuff, which is great, and they're all really nice people. And we've got 550 people here today from all kinds of countries, so it's fantastic, and I hope everyone's enjoying it. And it's great to see Emerge here in such great strength as well.
Have you had a highlight of the conference so far, or is there something that you're particularly looking forward to, you want to give a shout out for?
I think just being here and seeing it come together after months of slaving work.
Okay, and now I'm just going to go head over and talk to Laurie Phipps, who's just Program Manager for Users and Innovation. Hi, Laurie, looking good. What I'd like to ask you is, what's the most important thing about a conference like this in particular? What's the most important thing about ALTSI?
It's all those things that are going on now. It's all that bits that are happening around the edges, all this discussion that's going on.
And are you having a fun time so far at conference?
I'm having so much fun.
I can see it by the scary look in your eye. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to hand over to George, who's out and about in the crowd. Sorry, Graham, who's out and about in the crowd. Too many men with names beginning with G today.
Okay, and this is a bit everyone's hating. I'm just going to pick on people and have a little chat. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Maggie McPherson, and I'm from Leeds.
Well, it's nice to see someone from Leeds here. And how have you found the conference so far?
Very friendly. Lovely people. Very busy atmosphere. And I think that people are really enjoying themselves.
And what's one key idea you found today from any session you've been to?
I think the one session that I was really impressed by was the keynote who really challenged everybody to think differently about how they use technology in their teaching.
And that was Hans Rosling, I think, yes?
I believe so, yes. Hans did this wonderful thing of getting up on the top of a ladder. I don't know how he got away with it, because we have got health and safety issues to deal with here, but he did it and it was great.
And I think Hans's stunt on getting on top of the ladder is somewhere available live on the internet. I've seen him do it before, but I'm wondering, and going to talk to a few new people. Can I disturb you for a moment, please? John.
John. Yes.
Where are you from?
London.
And how are you finding the conference?
Very tiring. I've been spending much of my time on a laptop.
And thank you, John. I think that's an experience for a lot of people. We've got a lot of laptops here. This is definitely an internet-enabled conference, and I'm really picky on people. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, good, thanks.
And what's your name?
I'm Emily.
And yours?
Sheetal.
And where are you from, Emily and Sheetal?
We're both from St George's University in London.
And tell me what sessions you've been today. One session you really liked.
The session we just went to, what was it called? Global and Global Reach was really interesting.
And what were the ideas at that session?
It was all about how different countries are doing e-learning and how they're adapting it and stuff. So it was good fun.
And you went to that too?
I did, yes.
You liked it. That's great, Global Reach, and of course that's what Sounds of the Bazaar is about. We're about Global Reach, live internet radio. We're going to be going into a musical break in a moment, I hope, and then when we're coming back from the musical break, Josie is going to be taking over the interviewing again, and it will be more wonderful internet radio. Into the break now, Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar. hope you enjoyed the musical break there. Creative Commons music, live from the www Mendo website. And now, this conference, I don't know if you know, those of you listening from outside, it is about the digital divide, about rethinking the digital divide. And Josie is now going to be talking about the digital divide to Francis Bell, I think, who's got a pretty unique session coming up in the conference tomorrow. Over to you, Josie.
That's right, Graham. We're all very excited about Francis' session tomorrow. I might actually be there helping out too, along with Helen Keegan and Christina Costa. But we're very excited because we're now broadcasting live in Second Life too. So hi to everybody who's watching through there. So Francis, the session that you've got on tomorrow is learning about the digital divide. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about how that session's different from a lot of the other regular kind of boring sessions that you might otherwise go to?
Well, thanks for that lead-in, Josie. This session that we've got tomorrow is, I wouldn't say it's unique, but it's certainly different in some ways. It builds on a really interesting session we had last year about called Web2 Slam, where people in small groups in a workshop created a performance piece within the workshop and then published it afterwards. What's different this year is that people have already started before we've even got to the conference, Graham included, and we've got a wiki whose URL is www.digdivslam.wetpaint.com. That's digdivslam.wetpaint.com. And so even if you're listening to this out on the ether and not actually here in Leeds, you can participate, but don't hang about because you haven't got long. Here's the ways you can participate. Before midnight GMT tomorrow, you can post a slam. After GMT tomorrow, and when we've got ourselves organised, between Thursday and Sunday, you can actually vote on the slams that are there, so you've got no excuse not to participate in this event. So what's it about? What is a slam? A slam is a performance piece where you can say something about the digital divide. And what I've got from this conference is that the first thing we should be doing, Hans Rosling talked about, it's come up in several sessions today, is to question the whole idea of the digital divide. And this is your opportunity to do that and have other people see it as well. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to seeing what the collaborative description of the digital divide looks like from the wiki. And in fact, we've got Steve Wheeler here. Steve's a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Education at Plymouth, and he's one of the very keen people who have already put their slams up. And in fact, he's going to give us a quick live performance of the lyric, I think, now. So over to you, Steve.
Thank you, Josie. This is called Hooked, and as you say, it's in a form of a limerick, so it's a bit old-fashioned. It's not like a rap or anything like that, but I hope it resonates with somebody here. Here we go. I'm a digital immigrant, me, and the digital natives will be forever a stigma wrapped up in enigma and shrouded in deep mystery. When he got his Nintendo DS, my son was so quickly impressed, he linked with his buddies, and soon the young hoodies were wirelessly hooked, more or less. Over time, his Nintendo obsession dragged us down to the depths of depression. Each attempt to suggest a change or arrest was met with a wave of aggression. A dad-imposed mandatory ban merely caused him to go underground. Soon we had to agree the Nintendo would need to be surgically removed from his hand. I decided to check the Nintendo, and I slowly worked up to crescendo. Then it hooked me as well, and I soon looked like hell. I won't even try to pretend, oh. The brain training software was great, and I found myself staying up late. But I've now had my fill, and I feel over the hill with a brain age of 78. Thank you.
Yo, fabulous stuff from
Fantastic.
Steve Wheeler.
Fantastic. I'm going to hand back over to Graham, who's on the hunt. He's prowling around the conference as we speak. You may be our next interviewee if you're not careful and don't duck him. He's quite tall, easy to spot. But I'll hand over to him now.
This is Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar, live internet radio, live from Leeds. Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar. And yes, I'm prowling around.
And I see some friends from Australia, all the way here in Leeds. Hi, what's your name?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. And how long have you been here in Leeds?
2 days, I think.
2 days, you think. And why did you decide to come all this way then for this conference?
For the weather, mainly.
Yes, and I should explain to people the weather here has been particularly Leeds-ish and very enjoyable today. Cold and wet, but a break for you, I suppose. And what sessions have you been particularly enjoying at this conference?
Well, I've mostly been to ones that I've chaired myself. So now I'm looking forward to going to some that I would choose to go to myself.
You mean you don't go to the ones you choose to? Now, don't go down that road. Yeah. Yes, and there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work in this conference chairing.
Oh, yes. I mean, particularly the stress of hoping that people are going to finish on time and look at you when you hold up the funny cards.
Oh, we got that with this programme. We're waving at people madly here. Thank you very much for that. And I think we're going to go to a special session here. Scott Wilson's just turned up and Josie is closing in with him on a microphone. Scott Wilson, welcome to Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar live.
Hi, Scott. It's always a privilege to have such a world-class blogger as yourself in the room and such an internationally leading edtech. Very privileged, very privileged. But before I do say anything to Scott, I've just got to say thank you very much to Andreas, who's listening live online right now, who says, I have a very beautiful voice. Thank you, Andreas. Maybe one day we'll meet. Okay, so Scott, how's your conference going?
It's great. I mean, the hangover's nearly over now.
But it's only day one, Scott. You have two more days of hangover to go.
Oh, no. I'll cope.
Any highlights at the moment, any sessions that you're particularly keen on going to see that are coming up?
To be honest, I kind of wing that bit, but I went to a Bluetooth thing earlier and that was great.
Fantastic. We're all big fans of Bluetooth. Bluetooth's always really good. Okay, Graham's back in the crowd. He's maybe having somebody in his sights. Let's have a look. Are you ready to hand back over to you, Graham?
Well, yes, I'm looking for willing victims here. They're sort of crowd parts as I move through it, I suppose. But we're finding people, we're looking for people, and we found some. And hi, what's your name?
Mel Phillips.
And I must say, I was talking to Mel earlier, and I was telling her we're going to have her on the show, and she said, no, but I crept up on her before she said. Mel, where are you from?
The University of Leicester and De Montfort University in Leicester.
And I hear you did a session earlier. What was your session about?
My session was about basically the false division between geek and user and how that distinction is actually causing a problem with embedding IT at our university.
And how do you think that distinction is false? Don't we really have geeks and users?
There's a continuum, actually. You can't really paint them all with the same brush.
Okay, so sometimes you're a geek, sometimes you're a user.
Exactly, yeah, just like sometimes you're a consumer, sometimes you're a producer.
And what do you hope's going to happen tomorrow at the conference?
I hope I'm not going to have a hangover.
Well, it's the EduBlogger Social. For any of you who are listening to this live here at Leeds in our live audience, EduBlogger Social tonight is at 7:30 and onwards in the old bar in the Students' Union. It's going to be a fabulous session. We're going to be having a discussion about microblogging at the EduBlogger Social. So do come along and enjoy. Okay, another short musical break, Joe. And then we'll be back with Josie roaming around with that microphone. I think another short musical break. Sometimes this is live, just showing you this program really is live. We've got the music coming in now.
No sé lo que pasa cuando estallas. Parece brotarte sueños ideales y fe. Hay hambre en mi piel. Cuerpos comunes que cuando se unen se alimentan de esta bombita de placer. Nena, no te permito que llegues tarde aquí.
ves a mí hay fuego en tu piel. Hay fuego en tu piel. Que cuando te enciendes puedo sentir. Tus anhelos tatuados con cenizas en mi piel. Hay algo en tu piel que me hace honesto, me vuelve obsceno, me hace un grosero y eso y más me inspira tu piel. Hay algo en tu piel.
It's getting a bit hectic here. We're having to fight our way through the crowds to get the people we want to. Okay, we're back. It's Josie talking to Helen Keegan.
Hi. Hi, Helen. Lovely to see you. Oh, Helen, two cameras, Keegan. You're very digital. It's great to see you. I was going to ask you a little bit about a project that you're working on and that you're presenting here. It's looking at young people using professional, personal, online e-portfolios. Is that how you describe it?
I wouldn't say e-portfolio as such. It's not quite as formalised. I described the students as online CVs and work showcase, just purely because I'm doing the sort of final year. So to introduce e-portfolio now, they'd probably be a bit aghast. But it's essentially focused on the learner, personalised, situated, authentic learning, learner autonomy and platform agnostic. So basically giving control back to the learners away from the institutional VLE, and the response has been absolutely amazing to that.
What kind of platforms are you using? If you're saying you're platform agnostic, is the university not providing any platforms at all for the students? And what kind of platforms are they using if not?
Well, the university obviously provide a Blackboard as the virtual learning environment, but I think that the students miss out a lot by working within a walled garden. So I basically talk to them about blogs, wikis, mashups, etc., and then give them the options of whichever the tools they choose to use, because the idea is that they come away with something that leaves with them. It belongs to them, not the university. So, and I think something that does say a lot for the success of the method is that students are still carrying on with these sites 6 months after they've finished and been assessed with the module. So I think it says quite a lot there.
That's fantastic. It's really good to hear a success story. One of many, I think, we've got at the moment.
Okay, we've got a very special guest coming up. George Siemens is here, and he's on a table over there. Josie's making her way over towards him. While I'm doing that, I'll tell you some of the technical setup, which Joe Rosso's done a wonderful job here. We've actually got this going out live in Second Life, on a big screen in Second Life. It's a bit freaky. There's dancers, there's us talking in the foreground, there's people taking photographs of us, and this being broadcast of us. And I think that Josie's made her way over to George now. I think they're having a quick conversation, pre-interview comment. Come in. Yes, Josie has found George Siemens. Very, very happy to have George on the programme. Welcome, George.
Hi. I'm delighted to find George Siemens just sitting here. He's finishing a glass of wine, I think. He's clearly enjoying himself, though. He's having a great time. It's great to run into you, George. I was delighted to meet you in the flesh for the first time, because obviously I know you from the internet and being online before. So you've been here a couple of days. How are you finding the conference?
Well, the conference has been great. I've certainly enjoyed the sessions. I've enjoyed, as you mentioned, attaching physical identities to people I've known online for a long time. The only thing, and I was whining about this on Twitter, is I've got to be the world's biggest idiot when it comes to directions because I can't find my way around Leeds. I've never had a city that's been more challenging to get from here to there. But other than that, it's a great conference. It's great to meet, like I said, a lot of people I've just known previously online.
Fantastic. And the theme this year is the digital divide, and I know that you've been asked to give a paper. Do you want to say a couple of words about what it is that you'll be talking about?
Well, I guess my focus isn't going to be as exclusively on the digital divide. My focus tomorrow, anyways, during the presentation, is on rethinking the balance between formal and informal, looking at what's a new centering point. I mean, if we fragment our information down outside of a course model, if we start to move away from a news broadcast into little chunks and pieces, how does that influence what we're doing with learning and technology? That's my specific emphasis, is what are our new centering points? You know, how can we find coherence in a decentralized world?
Fantastic. A topic that I know many of us are interested in here, and I look forward to either seeing your paper or talking to you about it later on. Thank you ever so much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Emerge, Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar. Okay, this is a crazy program. This really is live radio. I'm wandering live. I've lost the running order totally on the program. I'm wandering through the crowd. Anyway, there's Joe on the camera there. Joe, can we have a musical break coming in now? And we'll be back with something totally wonderful. I'm not quite sure what, but it'll be wonderful. Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar. Live at Leeds. Okay, and we're coming to the end of this show. And I don't know how many of you listen to Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar. We broadcast every month a regular 1 hour live program, Emerging Sounds, Emerging Mondays. Make sure you tune in, go to the Emerge website, go to the Evolve website, or any of the myriad of internet spaces we make, and make sure you become a regular listener. But on all our shows, we finish up with our culture slot. Culture slot, it's a poem. We have here today with us a man who sometimes calls himself George, but also goes under the pseudonym of the last poet in Oxford. And I'm pleased to hand over to George Roberts for our culture slot.
Thank you. Well, some of you might recognize some of the references in here, and some of them you won't. I have a long tradition of committing slow career suicide, so here we go again. This one is called Patronage. Everybody's familiar with patronage, aren't we? Can you hear me? I met Jim Breyer, the Walmart guy. He said, "I have a deal for you. It won't cost very much. Just a couple of friends. Not Jennifer, Annabelle, Allison too, but Anita, Jim, and Pete. Beside them, Murdoch's Rupert Bear and cuddly tiger feet. When I think it can't get bigger, it gets squared and squared again, raised to its own power and multiplied by 10. Alan Turing's paranoid, and I've got my tinfoil hat screwed on to stop the voices in my head, but I don't think we're wrong. Anita Jones beside you, Condi's in a First Communion veil, America's virgin diplomat never forked a tail. Sweet venture angels flutter cash with golden strings attached. Pete Thiel made his wedge from PayPal, then funded Vanguard PAC. Silicon Valley's successful conservatives empower regular guys. Blackwater, Bush, Crusaders, unborn evangelicals rise. Yusuf Saladin's children wired up to the holy gate in Islamic chat rooms, XML standard, sponsored by the state. If I said the CIA owned Facebook, would you be surprised? T is not a Spanish auntie, but a military enterprise. Total information awareness. Who you are and are you well? Get on board with your new friends from BBN, Axel, and InQtel. Aging, liberal, hippie, me, takes all their passing flack. Expecting cyborg rapture or the martyr's track. If cities are our organs and roads our lifeblood veins, now we've grown a nervous system, but we still don't have a brain. Put your ear to the temple where the screaming electron dreams. Identity parade in a hall of mirrors. No one's as they seem. Soma continuity in second life using our machine. Opening a crystal chakra when you feel your monkey scream. 21st century soldiers march in bits and Toyota cars, blacked out Hummers on the Cowley Road, guns and drugs and tarts. Do you believe in climate change? Do you understand art? Do you think the only innocent dead is a young Brazilian spark? When you think it can't get bigger, it gets squared and squared again, raised to its own power, multiplied by 10. Alan Turing's paranoid, and my tinfoil hat screwed on to stop the voices in my head, but I don't think I'm wrong. Thank you very much. Enjoy the conference, everybody. That's my paranoid dream for tonight.
Hey, thank you very much. We can always do with a touch of paranoia. Who doesn't need that in their lives? Thank you very much. That was really great. We're going to wrap up now because we've got a whole evening ahead of us to be networking, to be talking, to be discussing things. And as Graham mentioned earlier on, we've also got the EduBlog meetup over in the old bar later on. So I'm very delighted to say thank you very much, Joe Rosser. Yay! He's our fantastic technical support guy and today's producer for the radio show. He's done a fantastic job. And also Christina Costa, the beautiful Christina Costa, working hard. She's not even looking up because she's working so hard on our chat room, talking to all of the people around the planet who are tuning in to the broadcast at the moment. But thank you, Christina. We'd really appreciate your work. Okay, so that's it from me. Thanks for having me along. It's really good to be co-hosting today. Hope to do it again some other time.
And yes, Josie, you're back on a future show. It's been great having you. This is Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar, live at Leeds. Emerge, Sounds of the Bazaar, the sounds of the summer, the wet weather. Emerging Sounds, live at Leeds, signing out. Thanks to you all who've been here today. Thanks to you all around the rest of the world who've been listening into this programme. Graham Atwell signing out from Emerging Sounds of the Bazaar.
And if I ever see her again on a cold winter's day, I know that I must seize the moment, go right up and make my move, or else I'll be without again. I sit at home and dream about the girl I saw that day, and hope next time I see her, she won't just walk away without noticing me.